Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. And I always want to give you the best advice. I always want you to hear what I have to say and think about it and choose what works for you, test out a few new things, and become more and more successful, because that really makes me happy. You know, when people are being successful, when people are making money, when people are taking care of their employees, when people are able to do things they want to do because they're making a profit, when they're serving their customers well, that's incredible. And how do we do that? It takes more than skill. It takes more than talent. If you don't have skill, you don't have talent, you're not a business person, of course, it's going to be difficult to reach your goals. But if you are a business person, it's really important to make sure that we're continuing to educate ourselves, that we're continuing to put ourselves in positions where we're reminding ourselves of what we've forgotten, we're bringing to our consciousness exactly what we need to do, we're always pondering new ideas and thinking new ideas. And this is where blog posts can be absolutely more important to CEOs than books. I am a fan of books. I've got six of them on my desk that I'm reading. I've got to read parts of them. There are some parts that I don't read, but this is what I find with books. I find that they're usually 250 pages long. I find that they're usually filled with a lot of filler, a lot of good ideas, but there's a lot of stories in there that if they would just get to the point, we would be able to absolutely get the idea and move forward. So we've got to work all the way through the book to get the idea, and I still encourage you to read books. To read books on subjects that will help you move your business forward. But if you read blog posts and you choose the people that you're reading the blog post of, people that you know have the information that you want, people that have proven that they're absolutely going to be beneficial to your business, people who just don't just take your time by using filler, it's concise. It delivers the message. Maybe it's 800 or 1,000 words, and you read it and you go, wow, that's really interesting. That's really helpful to me. And I've got 4 or 5 or 10 people that I follow constantly that I'm always looking for new articles that they're putting out because I want that information. And then I want to be able to pass that information along to my coworkers, to my employees, and I want to be able to help grow my business by serving my customers well. So knowledge is the answer, and there's so much knowledge on the internet, it's absolutely incredible. Now, knowledge is one part of it. Interpreting it is another part. You know, I find that when I'm working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, I'm working with really smart people, people that are business people, people that understand business. But sometimes it helps when I'm interpreting for them what they read, when I'm breaking it down into the simplest possible form. So make sure that we are following the right people in the subjects that you are weak in, a few that you're strong into, but it's the ones that are weak, the ideas that are weak that you need to improve upon that will absolutely make your business just be outstanding. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.